This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I am Iyanla. I've been very open about the fact that I was not always good at making my relationships work. I have been divorced 3 times, twice from the same person. In other words, I have seen a lot and failed a lot in my relationships. So I am here to share with you what I learned along the way because I did take copious notes. Welcome to the R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. Blessings and greetings, beloved, and this is the R-Spot. I am Iyanla, your host, your guide, a teacher for some, and a soft place to fall as we move through the most common, often mind-boggling complexities of relationships. What we want as people, as men, as women, as partners, is changing. And our concepts about relationships is changing. Gender roles are changing. Expectations are changing. And all of the change is showing up in and about relationships. I heard a news commentator say the other day, we have gone from crazy to insane. And over the past few weeks, I've been looking and listening and asking, what in the blazing bejesus are we doing to ourselves and to each other in the name of love and relationship? I want to talk to you about what you think the problem is in all of our relationships. Why are so many relationships dysfunctional, unhealthy, unsatisfying, disappointed, and broken? And is it the relationship or is it us, the people in the relationship? I ask that question. Is it them? Is it us? Is it him? Is it me? Is it her? Is it me? And what are we going to do about what's going on in our relationship? So, beloveds, let's get this party started with my first caller in the queue. Welcome, beloved. Welcome to the R-Spot. And what is your challenge, issue, dilemma today? Is it him? Is it you? And what you gonna do about it?
I have been in a marriage for 16 years. We have 2 kids together, and it has kind of been the same pattern since day one, which tells me it's probably me, the reason why I'm still in this, because I just haven't really learned the lesson yet. I don't know. But it's a constant up and down. He's very controlling and very mean when he gets, like he'll be like really great for a little while and like so super supportive. And then all of a sudden he gets really stressed out financially or whatever it is. And then like, he gets very mean and calls me names and takes things away from me. Like he'll take my car, my car keys and like things like that. And I've been in this pattern since day one. Like he's always acted like this. And like he came from a family where he didn't grow up with a dad and I didn't grow up with a mom. And I feel like because we met so young, we kind of have grown up together. And things have gotten a bit, I'd say a bit better, but like I was always financially dependent on him. I was a stay-at-home mom. As soon as my kids went off to school, I then started working when they were a little bit older. I would work nights waitressing, but I still would have to come home and like give him over my money. And then as I started to really get tired of the cycle of him always like taking from me or like calling me names or like whatever it was, like I started to like be like, no, I'm gonna hold on to my money. And I tried to leave at some point, this was years ago, and my girls were still younger, and it was almost impossible to be alone because I don't have family support. He's the only person I really have as a support system. So I went back. And then again, it's just been this constant up and down, up and down. And now, like this past year, we actually separated. He actually moved out. And it's become like he moved out. I was a single mom for like the whole year, but it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. I was working constantly trying to keep up as a single mom, but I still was so much more at peace than I was with him. And then I lost my job. And one day I went into work and I got fired out of nowhere. I just got laid off. And again, because he's always been that financial provider and he always comes in and saves the day financially, I had him move back in. So now when he moved back
in. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
So when you hear yourself tell this lovely, dramatic, long drawn out 16-year-old saga, how does that make you feel?
Terrible.
Here's the question, beloved. Don't think. Take a breath. Here's the question. Is it him? Is it you?
I want to say it's me because it's my choice to be with him.
Period. 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 It's me. It's my choice to be there. So since you've chosen to be there, what do you need to do to either be at peace with the situation or to get out? I mean, it's just that simple.
Why do I feel like it's so hard to, like every time I try to leave him, it's almost like I always end up back with him because of finances. Or
no, because it's comfortable and it's familiar. It's comfortable and it's familiar. So here's the question.
Yeah.
What do you need to do to be at peace since you've chosen to be there?
I'm trying to figure that out. Honestly, I'm reading your book right now, Peace from Broken Pieces, and I'm trying to figure out how to be at peace because I almost feel like I can't get up. Like I feel stuck.
No, that's not a feeling. That's a thought. That's not a feeling. That's a thought. I feel scared. I feel guilty. I feel embarrassed. I feel ashamed. A feeling is one word. A thought is, I can't do this by myself. A thought is, I need him in order to survive. A thought is, he always saves the day financially. Those are thoughts. So since you've chosen to be there, and those are the thoughts you're choosing, either you find out what you need to do to be at peace or you leave.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, you know, one of the things that we do in relationships, and that's why I'm asking the question, is it him? Is it me? And what am I going to do? Either you're going to stay and complain and be miserable, or you're going to leave and trust that everything you need will be provided. But if you can't see your way out, if you can't see your way on your own, then you'll stay and complain. And nothing I can say is going to change that. That's cold water in your face.
I know. And if he has control over all the finances, then how do I get around that?
Well, God has control over all the finances. You got two legs, you got two feet, You got a brain. You got a brain because you're thinking.
Yeah.
What if you thought I can do this? What if you thought I don't care if I have to live in the park in a tent with the squirrels? I'm out. How about that? What if you thought that? What if you thought I deserve better? I want better. What if you thought those thoughts? What if you start thinking in that way? What if you start thinking, I'm done with you and this. Take your money and find your good elsewhere. I'm done. What if you start thinking that way?
I want to think that way. I want to start thinking that way.
But you can, beloved.
I'm afraid.
Uh-huh.
Okay, afraid.
So then stay. And when it hurts bad enough, you'll leave. You're there because it doesn't hurt bad enough. The minute it hurts you bad enough, just like, you know, if you have a toothache, right? You'll go and you'll get some, whatever that stuff is, you put on your gum and you'll rinse your mouth out with salt and water and you'll do this and you'll do that and you'll do the other. But the minute it hurts bad enough, you go to the dentist. And you'll stop acting like you know what's wrong with the tooth. So it doesn't hurt bad enough, beloved.
Yeah.
When it hurts bad enough, I promise you, you will be willing to sleep in the park with the squirrels, to sofa surf. So what I want to encourage you to do is ask yourself, what is it that makes me okay with the pain? Just keep asking yourself that. What is it that makes me okay with the pain? Because me giving you the answer is not going to serve you. It's got to come from within. And here's the good news.
Yeah.
You're getting there. That's why you call. You're almost there. Almost there. It's sooner or later, it's going to hurt you so bad until you will say, okay, I'm done.
I hate that it sounds like that because I feel like it does hurt so bad.
Okay. But I'm telling you, it doesn't hurt bad enough. And you're not alone. There are hundreds, thousands of other men and women who are in the same exact situation. You're not alone. So don't beat yourself up. Don't feel bad. Trust me, when it hurts bad enough, you will leave. And until then, you either support yourself by asking, why am I okay with the pain? Or you continue complaining and telling the story. And it's not about him. Here's your answer. It's you, boo. It's you.
It's me.
Okay. I've got a gazillion callers. Thank you for calling. Hold on one second. The day it hurts you bad enough and you say, I'm out, I want you to call me back. And then we'll get your exit plan and your forward movement together. Okay?
I know. And I just want to, before you leave, say thank you because I've been listening to you for a few years now. And you've been my peace when I can't find it. So I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Now ask yourself, why am I okay with the pain? Okay.
I'm going to.
All right, love.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty. I'm not sure what you heard there, but I heard somebody who's acting like they don't know what they do know. But let's see what the next caller has to say. Greetings, beloved, and welcome to the R Spot. Is it him? Is it you? And what you gonna do about it?
I don't know.
Is it him? Is it you? Okay. Well, what's the issue?
Oh, okay. So I would think the issue is, I don't know if I'm overthinking or being too lenient. And what I mean by that is, we've been dating for almost 6 years. And we do.
What does that mean, dating? What does that mean?
Oh, okay. So it means we're a couple. We live together. We met families. We've gone on several trips together. And by families, I mean, we have three children together, none biologically together, but we're raising three kids together.
His children, your children?
His and then mine. I have one. He has two. And
okay.
We do all the things together. Like we...
Okay, I got it. You do all the things together. You've been together for 6 years. You have three children. You're in his family, he's in your family, and?
We're not married. And he knows I want to be married. He's been married before.
What does married mean to you? What will change if you get married?
I feel like the level of security and commitment would change.
Oh, so you're not secure now and you think he's going to walk away?
Yeah, I think that we both can, which I guess.
And you think that people who get married don't walk away?
Oh, of course they do. Of course they do.
Oh, so what is it that you really want, beloved? Is it you want to be married or is that you want the wedding?
I really don't care about the wedding, mainly because my dad has passed and he can't walk me down with all that extra pomp and stuff. I don't care to pay for it. But
why don't you do this? Why don't y'all marry each other? Just get married. Just get your Bible, get the little ceremony, stand at the kitchen table and do the wedding. Why don't you do that?
Because if I do that and I don't know, if something happens to him tomorrow, then so what? I'm just going to be moving out of this house. And
you don't trust that this man who's you've been with for 6 years, who's helping you raise your children, who loves and trusts and honors you enough to allow you to support him in raising his children, who works, comes home, takes care, the man that you're sleeping with, you don't trust that this 6 years has been enough of a commitment. And that if you go downtown and get somebody you don't know to give you a piece of paper and say, okay, now he has to do it, you think that'll change the relationship?
Yes and no.
What are you not telling me? You're not telling me something.
Well, I'm not telling you that I think the fact that he hasn't married me means that he doesn't want to.
Right. And what else?
That's it.
He don't want to get married. So do you want to stay in a relationship with him? For who? It ain't a problem for him.
I know, right? That's great. But he keeps on saying he wants to get married.
He keeps on saying he wants to get married?
Yeah, and then not doing it. Then, oh, we have XYZ problems. Then this is wrong. Then that is wrong.
So is it him? Is it you? Is it him or is it you?
It's both of us, because it's me, because I'm staying and not being married and wanting to be married. And then it's him because...
It's not him. He's okay. He's not calling me. You are. But here's the thing, beloved. You got to get clear about what you want. You've got to get clear about what you want. Do you want him or do you want the piece of paper that gives you security? And I just want you to know, married men walk out, married men cheat, married men bring home other babies from other places, married men don't pay their bills, married men beat their wives. So what is it that you really want? It sounds like you want a guarantee. And the piece of paper is not going to give you that. And then if you really, really just want to be married, if you want to be chosen and you want him to announce to God and the universe and all the community, if you want, and his family, this is the one I've chosen. If you want that, then say that.
Yeah, that's what I want. So what I'm supposed to do. Tell him.
Yeah. And then if he doesn't give you what it is that you want, then you have to decide, am I willing to stay here and accept what I don't want, or am I willing to get out and go for what I do want? That's it's a simple decision. So it's not him, boo, it's you. It's you.
Okay, so what about this clarity? You said something about getting clear. I need to figure out how to get the clarity because I ain't figured it out all this time.
We'll talk about that right after this break.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. I am Yanla, and this is The R Spot. You want to be married. He won't marry you. So either you stay and accept what you don't want, or you leave and go for what you do want. I think that's clear. Now, if you want him and what you have, then you're going to have to really investigate, why am I pushing this marriage thing?
I said, how do I investigate?
Well, what you ask yourself, why am I here? Why is marriage so important to me? What is it that I really want? Because, for example, are you in his house? Who owns the house you live in?
He does.
Can he put your name on the deed? Let him know I'm concerned. You know, this is a crazy world we live in. If you slip on a banana peel and break your neck, I don't have a right to this house. Me and the kids will be in the street. Are you willing to put me on the deed? Do you have a life insurance policy? Am I your beneficiary? What about your pension fund? Am I the beneficiary? Because unless we're married, all of those things will go up in smoke and me and the children will be left in a lurch. So you don't want to marry me? Fine. What kind of arrangements can we make so that should anything happen to you, I'm taken care of, and should anything happen to me, you're taken care of?
Okay. I think that sounds fair.
And then when he says, I'm not doing that, then what you gonna do?
Oh, girl.
That's what I said. Ooh, girl.
Then I'm back to part A of leave and go for what I want, or stay and not get the level of security that I want. Because I think what you said makes a lot of sense, that there aren't any guarantees, right? Even if we are married, like, that's not a guarantee, just because there's that piece of paper.
Well, why can't you find security in the love and the companionship of a man that's helping you raise your child? Why can't you find security in that?
You know, if I'm being honest, because I haven't defined security as what I have currently.
I want you to nibble on this for a little bit. He can never give you security if you don't have it within yourself. Never. He can never give you enough. He can marry you. He can put you on the deed. He can get you a life insurance policy from the progressive man on the TV, and it still won't be enough. You know the progressive man, he says, what's your cost? $9.95. No matter what.
Did you
what.
Talk to him before? Because you sound like him. It's like, it doesn't matter what I do.
It's you. It's not him. It's you.
Okay.
And you want him to give you something that only you can establish for yourself. So let me ask you a question. Are you trying to establish security outside of yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. And do you trust yourself that no matter what happens in this relationship or with him, you're going to be okay? Do you trust that?
Oh, yeah. I know this.
Okay. So there you go. If you trust this as a good man, if he's a man of good character and integrity, if he's a man that makes you happy, if you can see yourself building a life with him, going forward with him, then a piece of paper is not going to do anything for you. And your security won't come from within you. It'll come from the courthouse. And if you think he's somebody that's going to put you out or leave you or abandon you, then you got to say, what am I doing in this relationship? Not let me get married so he can't do that.
Right.
See how you solved your own situation? You knew all along. Think about what you really want and think about if you're willing to accept what you have or go for what you really want and why you want it. That's the bottom line. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I love when people ask me questions. They ask me questions because they already know the answer. They just want me to confirm it. And that's exactly what my next caller is doing. Take a listen. Greetings, beloved. Welcome to the R Spot. Now, is it him? Is it you? And what you gonna do about it?
Yes, I think it's him, but he says me.
Oh, well, that's usually what happens. All right. So you've been married 30 years. You see things completely differently now, and you're considering divorce. So what's the question?
The question is, do I stay and try to work on the marriage, or do I go? I'm kind of stuck in the middle.
So let me ask you a question. Do you stay and continue to work on the marriage after 30 years, or do you go?
Yeah.
And what would make you stay, and what would make you leave? What would make you stay?
What would make me stay if he works, because I've been doing the work on myself. If he will agree to do the work on himself, I will consider.
Well, let me tell you, wait a minute. Stop right there. Then you need to pack. You need to get out.
Yeah.
You cannot make your happiness, your contentment, your anything dependent upon what somebody else does.
Yeah. I think I needed to hear that, you know.
Well, let me ask that question. Do you love him?
Yes, I do.
Is he the right partner for you?
I thought he was, but now that we've gotten older and we don't agree on anything, I'm starting to second guess that.
Well, why do you need to agree? Has he supported you as you've done this work on yourself?
Yes.
Has he tried to stop you?
No, he hasn't.
So why can't you just love him for who he is and not who you want him to be?
I know, I'm trying, but the disappointments, we've been through a lot. And the disappointments, I think I'm more disappointed and I have a lot of resentment. And it's hard for me to just say, okay, this is the way you are.
Why?
I was just looking for some growth or some change. I don't know. Maybe because I've grown and I've changed.
But if you can't accept him exactly who he is, then you're banking on who you think he should be, who you want him to be, or the potential of who he can be.
Yeah. I do see the potential.
But you seeing his potential and him not realizing it, and maybe that's not his path. And this happens so often. When as one partner, you know, shifts, change, evolves, and if that person no longer meets your need, but you've got a life that's totally wrapped up in this person, you know, the house, the linen, the china, Thanksgiving, Easter, you know, all of those things.
Yeah, and now that we have three kids. And the last one just turned 18. And so we've never been without kids. So we're trying to figure it out. Do we like each other? Do, you know, what do we do? And it's just me and you, you know, and there's no kids really around, you know, to care for. So
let me ask you a question. When did you realize that the marriage as you knew it was over?
Few years ago, when right during the pandemic, I think a lot of things came to light for me. Like, you know, now that our children are grown, I had more time to think about it. We're just not moving through life and working and busy and everything. Stuff started to slow down then, and I realized a lot of things.
Okay. So Here's another question. Is this the man that you want to be with when you take your last breath?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, what do you need to do to be okay? Because here's the thing. The marriage as you knew it was over.
Yeah.
Can you create a new relationship, a new marriage with him? Take it out of the marriage and just say, can you create a new relationship with this man? And is he willing to create a new relationship with you? That's the big question.
Yeah, he seems like he wants to try, but it's like we can't agree on anything, not even a movie.
But that's because you want him to do it the way you want him to do it. You really think you know. And sometimes when we as women grow or stretch or heal, we become a little arrogant and we think we know. Do you like him? I mean, does his breath stink? Do his feet stink? Does he make you happy? Is he good in the bed? I mean, you know, does he bring you flowers? Do you like him?
Most of the time, yes. Most of the time.
Okay, so then why do you need to agree? This week we go to the movie you want. Next week we go to the movie I want. How about that? Can we agree on that? And when it's his movie, you keep your mouth shut and you sit there and you watch it. When it's your movie, he keeps his mouth shut. He sits there and he watches it.
And so that's really been the problem, because sometimes when it's my turn, he gets a little fidgety and then I get mad.
Why? He's fidgeting. Tit for tat. The marriage as you knew it is over.
Yeah.
Do you like this person enough to try to build a new relationship with him? We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off. If you saw him at the vegetable counter in the supermarket, would you wink at him?
Probably.
Okay. So we got a beginning. You don't have to agree. You have to like each other and respect each other. Do you trust him?
That's another story. Yeah. It's been a lot of stuff over the years, yeah. It's been a lot of reinventing this relationship over the years. That is another story.
So what do you want, beloved?
I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. I spent over 30 years with this man, and I'm just searching for my happiness, whatever that is. I just don't want to say, oh, I invested 30-something years, and I might as well make this work. I just want to be happy.
Here's something I want you to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband is not your girlfriend.
No.
he's not going to show up like a good girlfriend. Some husbands do, but he's not going to show up like a good girlfriend.
Right.
And another thing to think about is always is not forever. I love that song. Michael Jackson used to say, "My forever came today." So maybe y'all won't be together forever.
I know.
If you can't accept him in all ways that he is, if you can't accept that, beloved, then you know what to do.
Yeah.
And you haven't invested 30 years and you need to stay and make it work. You've participated in a 30-year experiment, and now you get to choose whether the experiment worked or didn't.
Yeah, and I think that's the hard part for me. Just, I'm thinking if I did everything that I knew that was good, you know, or everything I knew to make it work, I did everything, and at the end, it still didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
See, I think you know what to do, but I think you're holding it as, you know, like stocks. I invested these 30 years of time, energy, and money. I put up with a lot of stuff, and now I got to make it work, and he ain't cooperating. Well, maybe you're forever king. Ask for what you want and make your exit plan. And, of course, that doesn't mean you'll leave, but at least you start moving in that direction. Where are you going to live? You know, how much money do you need? What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You want one bedroom, two bedrooms, you know, because trying to make him move out, that's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not. I already tried. It's not going to work. So, yeah.
So make your exit plan and see if you can execute it.
Okay.
And if you're going to stay, you've got to figure out what you need to be do to be okay. Again, if this is the man that you want to be with when you take your last breath and close your eyes for the last time, also ask yourself, what do I need to be okay with him exactly as he is? Because it's not him, it's you.
I know. I'm trying to say, I was wondering. I said, is it me? Is it me? It'll be me.
Well, because you say that you want something, but then you're not willing to do what's required to get it. And I don't understand people staying and complaining. That just blows my mind.
It's been a long one. It's been a long one. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye. Why? Tell me why. Please tell me why. We are so willing to diminish and dismiss ourselves to make somebody else happy. Why? Why do we do that? That's what I'm going to ask my next call. Welcome to the R Spot, beloved. Is it him? Is it you? And what you going to do about it?
It's me and it's him. How are you?
So I'm blessed, beloved. So you have a fiance. How long have you been engaged?
Oh my goodness. Oh sheesh. 13 years, but he went off to prison for 8 years. He's still there. He get out this 2024.
Okay. So he's been in prison for the last 8 years. Y'all were together 5 years before he went to prison.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's the question?
The question is, should I wait? I know.
What you mean?
I know, it's crazy. Here's the deal.
You have waited.
I waited. And I've been celibate. I was faithful. And I love him. And it's like now it's time for him to come home. And he's talking about, you know, nice plans, you know, us getting together, getting married, getting a business together and, you know, building a family. And now it's like he's talking, you know, pretty good. But I just decided probably about a year ago that I didn't want the relationship anymore.
Okay, so then what's the problem?
But I'm undecided.
No, that's not true. Don't do that to yourself. That is absolutely not true. I heard you say very clearly, I decided a year ago that I don't want the relationship. I also heard you say, I love him. So is it possible that you can love him and not be in this relationship? You don't have to stop loving him.
Okay.
You can still be in relationship with him, just not as his partner.
Right.
You've been a support to him. But I want to go back 8 years. I want to go back 8 years and ask, who is the man and what did he do that landed him in jail? You don't have to tell me. I'm just saying that's who you've got to look at.
Okay.
Because that's who went to jail and that's who's coming out of jail.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Even though he said he's a changed man and he...
That's who went to jail and that's who went out of jail, who's coming out of jail. Because y'all were in relationship for 5 years together. Did you know he was selling drugs?
No.
Okay. So there was a man who was withholding information from you, a man who was out of integrity, a man who was not being fully responsible. It's irresponsible to sell drugs.
No, that is irresponsible. Yeah.
That's who he was when he went to jail. That's who's coming out of jail. So do you want to be in relationship with the man who went to jail?
No, I do not.
Okay, so there you go.
Jeez. That's it. Now you made it so plain and so simple. That's why I needed to talk to you.
And now here's what you're not talking about.
Okay.
That he's going to come out. He's looking to come home to you. He doesn't have any place else to go. He's going to have to get a job. He's got a felony conviction. You know, he may have never seen an iPad, you know, because he's been in jail for 8 years, okay? And you may not know how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you have to work on. How do you continue to support him outside of your house? Because he can't come home to your house. Because you don't want to be in a relationship with him like that.
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
And you still going to visit him?
No. I stopped that.
Okay.
When the pandemic hit, you know, you can't.
Okay. All right. And do you write him? You send him, you put money on his books?
I stopped that.
You stopped putting money on his books?
2 years ago. That's when I really, really made a wise decision. Like, this is not going to work. I'm wasting. And, well, and then again, I didn't want to, you know, make myself seem wrong because you love who you love and, you know, you want to support that person. So that I felt like I supported him out of love, not out of wanting a relationship from him. Because when he went to jail and for what he went to jail for, you're right. I didn't know anything about it. He was kind of like, you know, being sneaky. And I thought like, no, that's not the man I want to be with. A man that's sneaky and withholding information. I didn't want to be with nobody like that. But I held on because I wanted to support him because I still had love for him.
Have you had that conversation with him?
Yeah. No. Not that. Not what I just told, you know, how I told you. No.
Well, it's not going to be helpful to him for you to have a conversation with me.
Right.
You got to have that conversation with him and start getting him prepared. Start getting him prepared.
That's the hard part. It's like, I don't want to disappoint him, you know.
You want to disappoint yourself?
No. No, I do not.
Okay, well, there you go. Vote for you.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Vote for me. Yeah.
The most loving and compassionate thing you can do is to begin to prepare him now. Because what you don't want to have happen is for spring of 2024 to get here and he's thinking he's coming to your house. I don't know if he has other family, if he needs to go into a halfway house, but you need to start preparing him now. I love you. You know, I've waited for you. But see, you got to also stop telling this dual story. I'm engaged. I've been celibate. Why you been celibate?
That's the love I had for him. I didn't want no other man but him.
But then 2 years ago, you decided you didn't want to be in this relationship. You were supposed to go get you some nookie. You should have went and got the nookie then.
And I should have. But I didn't. So I've learned a lot over the years.
So listen to this and see how this lands in your body. Love him enough to tell him the truth. Love him enough to tell him the truth. And love yourself enough to tell him the truth. Because you don't want to wait and have this man prepared to come out thinking he's coming home to you. And you ain't even home. Love him enough to tell him the truth.
That makes a lot of sense. Yes, it does.
Well, good for you. You solved your own problem. See, the truth will set you free.
With a lot of help from you. How come I cannot scream now that I'm talking to you?
You're not alone, beloved. There are hundreds of thousands of others in that same situation. And so you're drawing on the strength and the courage of many. And one day you're going to meet some woman in the same situation. And you'll be able to say, this is what I had to do. Okay?
Okay. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
And go get you some nookie. Go ahead. You need some.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. You got to ask yourself, is it him? Is it her? Or is it me? And I promise you, 99.9% of the time, you're going to find out it's you, boo. It's you. Not asking for what you want. Accepting less than you want. Making excuses for not having what you want. Not knowing how to be okay with things the way they are. Trying to make people different than they are. Believing you know better than somebody else what they need to be doing and what's good for them. It's always about us. Because the first relationship you ever have is the one you are having with yourself. And people just show up to demonstrate that relationship. So that's it for today's episode. Be sure to tune in, and we have a new episode every Wednesday. And if you've got a question or something that you want to share with me, 100 words or less, 100, not 552. Okay, send it to me at therspot@yamla.com. In the meantime, stay in peace and not peace. I'll see you soon.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.